Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1927, Flexible Structures by Colin Wright of exilelifestyle.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, welcome to another Sunday bonus episode. This is where I like to share an episode from another podcast in our network. Usually it overlaps a bit with what we talk about here. And today's comes from my brother's podcast, Optimal Living Daily. You can find that podcast wherever you're hearing this. So with that, here's my brother Justin as we optimize your life.
Flexible Structure by Colin Wright of exilelifestyle.com. I try not to get too caught up in ritual. I enjoy routine and predictability on a visceral level as much as anyone, and being able to plan around lazy mornings or afternoon workouts makes it simpler to distribute other tasks throughout my day. But I also like knowing I can break these patterns on a whim and even bend them when warranted without harming the overall structure I've built. For the past half a year or so, for the first time since my university days, I've been running every day. I built myself back up from sluggish, unable to move at speed for any duration, to a regular, comfortable 3 miles a day with regular elevated walks mixed in for flavor. Recently, though, for a period of about a week, my schedule was dramatically altered by an opportunity, one that required I act immediately, messing with that nice, reliable running ritual I'd come to enjoy. I found the perfect motorhome for my upcoming tour and had to do a lot of driving, learning, repairing, cash withdrawing, and negotiating all within a very short period and with little time to prepare. What had become my daily routine was blasted to bits, and although I told myself that I'd keep running throughout, I brought my shoes and shorts with me on the drive, there was just no way to make it fit amidst everything else I was doing that week. The near constant stress of spending a large amount of money, the consistent reminders of how little I actually knew about what I was getting myself into, the physical strain of driving a series of vehicles of varying length and air conditioning situations for days at a time, often through mountainous roads and intense heat, yeah, it wasn't happening. I thought I could make it happen, but I couldn't. I was too drained, and there simply weren't enough hours in the day most days. Fortunately, I'd built a fail-safe into my running habit. I allowed myself, when I felt a twinge in my leg or when I'd had a particularly exhausting week, or for no reason at all, just because I felt like it, to take a day or two off, to defy convention and buck the trend I'd worked so hard to develop. I allowed myself to break my habit semi-routinely. And if you can do that enough and come back to the habit after, if you can train your brain and body to expect that you'll return to it after a period away, that break becomes a bend. It becomes a latent flexibility, a give, rather than a fracture that cannot be repaired. Concrete, unyielding structure can be useful when building new, beneficial habits. This is especially true when you're replacing old, perhaps simply outdated, perhaps actively harmful habits with something new. It's a good idea to stick with it, whatever shape your day takes. Sometimes a step away from that path is actually a step backwards and one that will be difficult to come back from. At the same time, though, there's an inherent fragility in the idea that if you break a habit even once, even for one day, your entire system will collapse around you. Is that the kind of structure you want to be building? Does it feel particularly sturdy or safe, this framework that will shatter if your plans ever change or the variables in your life necessitate a temporary adjustment to the norm? Whenever possible, I prefer to tether my habits to a different type of foundation. Rather than relying on the habit, the structure itself, to hold me up, I see it as just another means of toning my existing willpower. And that willpower is shared between all the things I do regularly, from my daily run to the voice exercises that can sometimes be quite taxing, to the creative writing sprints I do each day, to more isolated projects like blitzing my way through the first draft of a book or learning all I can about a new topic before recording a podcast episode about it later that week. In this way, I haven't made that 30-minute daily habit a load-bearing element in my life. Instead, it's something that relies upon a more fundamental muscle that I maintain and exercise in countless other ways on a regular basis, and which I know can take the strain. The muscle system can hold the habit in place until I come back for it after a wild week of motorhome purchasing or after a few days of allowing a tendon to rest to avoid injury. The field of earthquake engineering is a fascinating one, as it's predicated on the concept that the safest, most reliable building is the one that's most capable of safely diffusing the dangerous energy of an earthquake rather than the one that is the most heavily reinforced and staunchly constructed. I tend to think in those terms as I engineer my lifestyle. I want something that can stand tall in all circumstances, not just ideal ones, something that can weather the seismic changes that life brings. I strive to build life that can absorb or redistribute or dampen or even harness and utilize those shock waves so that the whole structure doesn't come crashing down around me as soon as the ground starts moving. I want foundations that can shift as the world shifts, a life with the type of structural integrity that allows me to feel comfortable building skyward, whatever the future might bring. You just listened to the post titled Flexible Structure by Colin Wright of ExileLifestyle.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thank you to Colin. I really enjoyed this one because it challenges even my own beliefs and the way I've done things. I've always been the type to be all or nothing. I like to go for streaks of doing something every single day, and then if I miss a day or two, I tend to feel defeated and then don't want to quote-unquote start over, when in fact we aren't ever really starting over. That's important to remember. I know I've said this on the show before that you can use an all-or-nothing mentality to get yourself to do even a tiny bit of something every day. Like if you can't keep a habit of exercising, maybe just do 5 push-ups and you can do that every single day. It'll only take 30 seconds. But it's still kind of inevitable that one day you'll either forget or you won't be able to do a little something for whatever reason. So it's important to remember that breaks are okay. Just don't let that break get to you. Jump right back on and get back to it. I needed to hear this myself, so hopefully it gives you a little push too. I'll leave it at that. Thank you for listening and being here and for subscribing to the show. Please do subscribe for free if you haven't already. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.